there's a big critique, which is that sometime around 1970, the engines of authentic growth within the American economy and the world economy sort of mysteriously started to sputter. And so if you think about post-war, post-World War II, anything that is built on a growth expectation is going to have the characteristic, for example, a law firm where a partner is going to have several associates under them, under him or her, trying to become partners. Mm-hmm. So while you're growing, that's possible. But when you hit steady state, every one of these institutions with an embedded growth hypothesis becomes a Ponzi scheme. And so the problem is we absorbed this throughout our country, and the universities function just like that law firm, where one professor is hoping to train 20 future professors over a lifetime.
Right.
And we had about 8% of the country educated post-secondarily after high school before World War II, and then we got up to about 50%. And so that expansion fueled a golden age because you could do all sorts of things with promising people a future while having them contribute their youth into a system. And then when that stopped, between 1970 and 1980, there was a sort of a panic. And then we had to restart as if growth, fake growth. And you did that by offshoring, you did that by mergers, you did that by playing around with numbers. And so the universities got caught up in that. And that's really the problem, is that we've learned how to play the science and engineering shortage card